I'm Heidi Holton with Scott Hall.
So the DNR has been conducting surveillances around chronic wasting disease places that where it's been found positive in a captive deer facility near Merrifield. That began in 2017 in the hunting season. In February of 2019, you may recall, the DNR confirmed chronic wasting disease in a wild deer found in Crow Wing County, less than a half mile from the infected captive facility. Based on that discovery, the DNR designated a new CWD management zone. It's called Deer Permit Area 604, and that's in north central Minnesota, in effect for the 2019 hunting season.
Here to tell us more is Dr. Michelle Carstensen. She's the Wildlife Health Group Leader for the Minnesota DNR. And that program is responsible for disease management of Minnesota's wildlife populations. Michelle, thanks for being with us again.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, can we start with the basics again? So what is chronic wasting disease?
Sure. This is a disease of cervids. So this is a disease that affects moose and elk and deer, caribou, that kind of thing. So it's not a human disease. And it's caused by a non-conventional pathogen called a prion, which is basically a protein. So it's not a virus or bacteria. So it's sort of a different type of disease and hard for folks to sort of get a handle on, thinking about at times. But it's not alive, but it's very infectious for a long time if you're a cervid. So this disease is always fatal. And in areas where it's allowed to persist, it increases in prevalence and spreads over time, usually taking decades to get to prevalences that are, you know, above 20 or 30%.
Well, Michelle, last spring when we visited with you and Michael Osterholm, we were talking about how you test for it. And I know the goal is to develop a quicker and easier test, but how do you do it now?
Right now, the testing is basically requires tissues collected from the animal after they die. So it's an postmortem test. And so we take retropharyngeal lymph nodes, which are the same lymph nodes in our throat whenever we have a cold and they swell up and, you know, your mom used to feel your neck. It's the same ones. So we take those out right at the station when the hunter comes in with their deer, and that gets sent to a lab in Colorado for testing, and it takes about 3 to 4 business days on average to get our results back. And if one is suspect on that first test, there is a second confirmatory test called immunohistochemistry, and that takes about another 5 days or so. So typically it's around 2 weeks from the point where we know we have a suspect to all the way through to the confirmed stage.
The DNR is recommending that if you hunt in the 604 area, you should have a plan in advance. First, tell us where that 604 area and what kind of plan are you talking about?
Sure. So we created a new zone this fall, and it was based on the discovery, as we talked about already, of a cervid farm that had the disease. And then following up with that, we had one positive wild deer in 2019. So we basically drew a 15-mile radius around these sites, and that wrapped into a new zone called 604. And what this means is this is a new area that we're really focused on managing the disease. And so with this area came some new rules and new regulations for hunters, and basically remind hunters to plan ahead this year. Things are a little different, but they're not totally different. So, you know, registration is still the same. A hunter harvests a deer, they register through the phone, internet, or a walk-in registration station. But we do require samples for testing for all deer that are over a year of age at harvest. So this is different for hunters. It used to be mandatory only on one weekend in the past couple falls, but now we're doing it the entire season. So it started with archery. It's going to go all the way through muzzleloader. And the good news is we've already tested about 600 samples since archery started, and we've had only not detected. So of 538 samples back so far from the lab, everything's not detected. So that's good.
Yeah, that's great.
A hunter needs to bring their deer in, get it sampled, and then they have one other thing that's new this year is carcass movement restrictions. So what that means is you can't take the whole animal out of 604 before that test result is back. You can do other things. You can use meat processors in the zones, which is 4 of them that are taking wild game that are posted on our website. You can also quarter the animal and leave the carcass remains in dumpsters we've provided. You can leave it hanging at deer camp within the zone like you have forever, and that's okay. The idea is just not to take the brain, spinal column out of that area before we know its status. So that's new this year for hunters.
Is there any concern about gut piles and leaving gut piles in the woods and that a critter like an eagle or a wolf, or I know they're not cervids and can't die from it, but could it spread through a gut pile, I guess, is my question.
When I think about, you know, this disease, we're focusing on risk, and the highest risk parts of an animal that's infected with this disease are the brain, spinal column, eyes, those kind of areas. So that's where we focus. If an animal is fully clinical with the disease, yes, there's going to be prions throughout its body, and there could be some in the gut pile, but majority of the animals that we are, you know, sampling and harvesting are robust-looking, normal-looking animals, and it's unlikely that there's going to be much in a gut pile, even if they are infected at that stage. So where there is some risk, the majority of the risk is in the other body parts, and I think the feasibility of trying to collect gut piles across the landscape is just unrealistic.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to focus on where the risk is highest and have hunters, you know, think about those carcass remains and keeping them in a place away from scavengers and dispose them properly. We all can work together to minimize this disease.
Michelle, is there any concern if someone does harvest a deer, doesn't take it out of 604 and eats it before the test is completed? Is there any worry for humans?
Well, you know, this is really something where it's up to every individual to decide risk for themselves. We know right now this is not a disease of humans, but there's some uncertainty, which we can talk about, when it comes to whether or not humans could eventually somehow get chronic wasting disease. So the caution comes in as a consumption advisory. So what the Center for Disease Control at the national level recommends is a hunter that's hunting in an area where this disease exists to not consume the meat of a known infected individual animal, just because there's some risk potentially there. So that means a hunter can decide for themselves, do I want to wait for my test result to come back, or am I going to, you know, consume the venison right away? The test we do is not a food safety test. It basically just detects whether or not there's prions in that animal at the time of harvest. So it's an individual decision, but we follow the same recommendations at the national level and say, hunters, you know, get your deer tested. If it's positive, don't consume the meat, and we'll be happy to pick that up from you and dispose of that properly.
Where did prions come from? I mean, this is relatively new. I know southeast Minnesota, it's been, and in Wisconsin, the deer herd has been infected more. But, we, you know, until, I don't know, 10 years ago, we'd never even heard of prions. We'd heard of mad cow disease. But do we know where it came from?
Well, prions have been with us since forever. We have them in our bodies. So humans have prions, cervids have prions, and there's other prion-based diseases in different species. In sheep, this has been a disease for millennia called scrapie. In cattle, it's BSE, bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Humans, it's Jakob-Kreutzfeldt disease. So different species can have a different prion disease, and they tend to be sporadic. And like for the human version, it's about 1 in 1 million people developed CJD a year. So this isn't new. What's new is that this disease was first, you know, described as a disease of cervids in the late 60s in Colorado. And since that time, it has marched itself across North America, 3 Canadian provinces, 26 states, even right now it's in Scandinavia, too. And so what's new is the increasing pace this disease is marching through our cervid herds, which has caused a lot more concern and awareness of what chronic wasting disease is.
So does it, you mentioned in that you check the spinal cord and brain, is that how they, it's fatal because it breaks down the nervous system? How does it kill?
Yeah, it's a disease that basically ends up forming holes in your brain, the spongiform part of the title. So that can't be good, right? So it's a neurologic disease, and it takes a long time to kill its host. So it's anywhere from, you know, 1 to 3 years from the time you're exposed to the disease to develop the clinical signs. And once you have the clinical disease, you die pretty quick, 4 to 6 months on average. And so the animals will die because they're totally immunocompromised. A lot of the actual cause of death is pneumonia type of things. So think about when humans have HIV and AIDS, what actually kills us is usually the pneumonia and that kind of stuff, because our immune system is so wore down with this disease that all these other agents can come in and kill the animal. So pneumonia is one of the main things that ends up being a clinical cause of death for an animal with CWD.
That's Michelle Carstensen from the DNR. It sounds to me like you're not saying don't go deer hunting this season, even if you're in 604, but be careful, know what's going on.
Yeah, there's a very, very low risk in 604. Like we talked about, we've had one positive, and we did two falls of surveillance, tested over 9,000 animals those past years. So if there is any additional disease in the landscape in that area, it's at an extremely low prevalence. So please go out, enjoy your deer season, harvest your deer. But these precautions we're doing is really to protect the health of the herd in the long term. We want to know if there's anything else out there. And if there is, we want to target that area and try to reduce deer locally and get that disease stamped out if we can. Because once it becomes established, we have a much harder time to control chronic wasting disease.
It's Dr. Michelle Carstensen. You can meet her tomorrow night. She'll be talking more about chronic wasting disease at the Grand Rapids Area Library. It's at 6 o'clock, free and open to the public. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.